Welcome to OHP Uncut, our raw, uncut, unedited interviews from Open House Party. It's Canon, and we've got something different this week. Not a musical guest, but a guest who works in a field that I am super interested in and I've had some experiences with, the paranormal. I've been obsessed for years, and Jack Osborne, obviously the son of Ozzy, Sharon, and the brother of Kelly, we've known this family for so long. Jack's been involved in some paranormal shows in the past, and he's got a new one that is hilarious that drops Tuesdays on Discovery Plus. So I had some experiences with the paranormal as a kid. That sparked an interest in the paranormal for me, so it was really cool to talk to Jack about what he does in his new show and kind of get his take on, you know, what happens to us after we go. What's the next step for us? Please subscribe to the podcast. We have fun every week. Here comes Jack Osborne on OHP Uncut.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Canon.
What's up, Jack Osborne?
Hello.
Hey, Jack. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm excellent, bro. Good to talk to you, man. I've been a fan for a long time, man. When they said we had an opportunity to talk to you, I was really excited. Good to have you.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So this will definitely be the only time I will ever start an interview with anybody with this question, because it's not a question you get to ask very much. But with all your experience, Jack, with the paranormal, Jack Osborne, what happens to us after we die?
Man, that's the, I guess that's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? I think, it's so funny. I end up having this conversation a lot. And I was actually, I had it quite a few times over the last weekend. I was staying with a friend at his house up in Idaho, and we were talking about it. I do think that in some cases, your energy can linger and you become a ghost. But I think our energy goes to like a different plane. I've read enough things and, you know, had enough experiences I choose to believe that there's another adventure after this one.
Isn't it, it's strange, like, when you do the investigating and you're involved with this all the time, you'll answer one question, it seems, but that only leads to 10 more questions.
Fully. And that's the interesting thing about, like, you know, in the other show I do, which is a more ghost hunting, you know, it's a ghost hunting show. At the end of the day, all any of these ghost hunting shows are doing is we're just operating in fringe science. Like, we think what we're encountering, it might be some kind of, you know, intelligent entity. But I actually, over the years, like, because of that process of ending up with more questions, I kind of have this theory that most hauntings are actually not at all what we think they are. I think that we're encountering some kind of energy which is causing us to have hallucinations.
I've never heard this theory before. Yeah. What kind of hallucination?
So, like, if you know people that, you know, there's stories about people that live under power lines and they can get really sick, right?
Right.
And they can get headaches and whatever, and then other people are like, you're crazy, there's nothing here, but it's because they live under power lines.
Yeah.
What if there's a, you know, an energy source that we just don't know how to detect, we don't know what kind of spectrum it works in, that when you encounter this energy, or whatever it is, you have hallucinations, you hear things, and so people are like, oh, it's a haunting. And I think that is possibly the majority of what we're encountering. However, I do think that there is also a large possibility that there's residual energy, like an echo in a space. And then I think in an even smaller category, there is that intelligent spirit
that's able to sort of interact with us.
Yes.
It's funny, man. It's a cool niche for you because it doesn't seem like almost everybody you talk to has had some kind of paranormal experience, right? It's not like Bigfoot or UFOs, you know, where it's like, yeah, maybe. Like, a lot of people will tell you that they've had something happen that they can't quite explain.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I find so fascinating is anyone that tells me, oh, ghosts aren't real, it's like, then why are people still having experiences? And we're all given, these are all people who have the internet, who may have, you know, went to some schooling. Like, I don't know. I think that there is something to it.
How did you develop a passion and a taste for this, man? Did you have, like, an experience that sort of set it all in motion for you?
Growing up watching X-Files.
Yeah.
You know, I love that show so much. And I just ended up I got hooked, and I wanted to have those experiences. And as I got older, it always had been a big kind of draw for me. And then I got asked to do a ghost hunting show in 2011, and it kind of plugged me into the world, which is the ghost hunting community is a very very tight knit community, and it's not one that can easily be you can't just jump into. And it just, one thing led to the next, and here I am.
So when they asked you to do it, when they first asked you to do one, were you a believer fully at that time, or did it take you a little bit of investigating and, like, you know, for you to have your first experience before you fully bought in?
Like I said, I'd really wanted the experience, so I was willing to kind of put myself in positions to where I could have them.
Yeah.
And so it did take a, you know, in England, I'd had a couple experiences as a kid. That I still to this day I can't quite explain rationally, other than I think there was a ghost.
Yeah.
And that definitely, you know, has stuck with me, and I wanted to have something like that. Like, me and my sister Kelly, we were home alone when we were like, I think like 10 or 11, and my mom was taking our eldest sister to school, and we were home sick, and we both heard someone walking down the hallway above us, and we were the only ones in the house, and it sounded like a grown, like, human adult footstep, and it was coming right towards us, and we were like, someone's in the house, there's like a, you know, we're being robbed or something.
Yeah.
And it really, really freaked me out. Like, I almost, it came to the point where he was like, whoever it was walking towards us, and I locked the bedroom door, and I nearly jumped out the window because I thought that there was like a robber in the house.
Yeah. Did you ever like follow up or like try to dig a little deeper, like maybe try to figure out who it may have been, or
yeah. And when my mom, because we called my mom, we're like, come home, someone's in the house. She rushed home. All the doors were still locked. There was no broken windows. There was no, so if someone was there, I don't know how they would have got out, unless they were just like one of those creepos that was just hiding in a closet for a day and then eventually snuck out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And also the house alarm was on. My mom set the alarm being like, okay, so like, don't open any doors or, you know, windows.
So it would have been almost impossible for anybody to get in undetected. It would have been almost impossible.
Yeah. And there was no one, and there was no one else at the house. It was just me and my sister. So unless the dog was walking on two legs, that could have been it.
Did the conversation ever come up, like, with your parents, like, oh, maybe it was a ghost? And did they believe or support that idea?
My parents do not believe in ghosts at all.
Okay.
My mom is like, but the funny thing is, our house in England, it's pretty old. You know, it was built in like 1890. It was used as a hospital. It was used as like a recovery hospital during World War One.
Oh, wow.
It's got history for sure. I've had experiences there. My best friend, guy I grew up with, he'll house sit in it. Like, if the people that are kind of the property caretakers go on vacation,
yeah,
him and his family will go and like house sit the property. And about 2 years ago, his baby woke up in the night, and he went, grabbed the baby to give to his partner so she could breastfeed. And they were sat awake. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they both heard someone singing in the house.
Oh, shit, man.
And it was just them. And he is he's like a salt of the earth, crusty, like, contractor. He's a tiler as his job, and like lays tile, and is not a, he's not one to believe in like fantasies. He's like such a straight shooter. And
he's a skeptic.
Like, a big time skeptic. And he was like, hey, I don't know what that was. We don't know where it was coming from, but we heard a woman singing in the house.
That's insane, man. And that never happened again?
No, it hasn't happened. Yeah, not that we've heard.
Hey, I woke up when I was like 13 years old. I woke up and there was like a woman glowing, floating above my bed, man.
Really?
Yeah, and that started my interest in this. And then I moved to Philadelphia, and we would explore these like abandoned mental institution, this place called Byberry. I don't think it's there anymore, but we would hear things, and in the middle of the day, you know, footsteps and things moving in other rooms. So I've had a couple experiences myself. I'm definitely fully committed. If you ever need an investigation partner, I'm your dude.
We actually were just filming in Penhus.
Oh, that place is insane, man. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was hearing some weird stuff down those tunnels.
I think the worst fear for a lot of investigators is something following them home. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, I think it... I don't know if it followed me home. I don't know. But I think that doing what we do... you know, when I'm investigating, it kind of opened me up to something. And there was a period last year where my girlfriend and I were waking up in the night and we were seeing like something in our room. She was actually a lot. She kept seeing a small child and like this cloaked figure. So yeah, a lot of things.
So maybe investigating sort of opens doors or opens some passageways in your mind to where you're more susceptible or more open to receiving the energy. Do you think that might be the case?
I think it's possible for sure.
Yeah.
At least in my experience, it seems like that's what's going on. And then after like 5-6 months of not investigating, it stopped. So it, yeah, I don't know, man. It's all just a big, giant question mark for me. Like, I don't fully understand it, you know, and the way I, when I am investigating, the way I like to go about it is let's just document it. I'm not trying to answer the question. I'm just trying to get evidence.
The new show you've got is pretty freaking incredible. It's an amazing concept. It's almost like a ridiculousness for the paranormal, right?
Exactly.
So it's called Fright Club. Yeah, it's on Discovery Plus, and it drops on Tuesdays. And tell people a little bit about what it is.
So it's me and the Ghost Brothers. It's Dalen, Juwan, and Marcus. They're paranormal investigators as well. And we essentially sit around and share videos and clips that we found online of strange, paranormal, mysterious incidents. So it could be Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, poltergeists, other cryptids. I mean, anything that's in the paranormal kind of realm. And we try and kind of best one another who's got the better clip.
So it's not about like, you know, bunking, you know, debunking things. It's more about just everyone sharing a clip that they brought and having some fun with it.
Yeah, but there actually ends up being a decent amount of debunking.
Oh, cool.
We end up kind of like calling BS, and it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, we're not polite to each other. We talk a lot of smack, and you know, it's very funny at times, and then other times it's really quite serious. And then, you know, we had a couple incidences where things get kind of emotional. Like because we bring on the people who either shot the tape or, you know, was there when the tape was shot. And it's pretty interesting, some of the stories we get.
That's an amazing angle. So you've gotten to work with some pros, man. You had Christina on the other show, Portals to Hell, and now you've got the Ghost Brothers on this show. You've gotten to work with some pros in the field, man. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's great. It's honestly, like, it takes us far too long to shoot an episode because we are laughing so much. And we keep being reminded, like, hey, no, like, kind of tone it back a bit, because it's nonstop hilarity.
Tone it back a little bit. I love it, man. Well, the new episodes drop Tuesdays, like I said, on Discovery Plus, and I'm looking forward to binging the shit out of this, man. Jack, thanks for your time, brother.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, really good catching up with you, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.